He was stuck in a cycle, and I do mean a cycle, of procrastination. What are you ready to master the mindset that sets top project managers apart? We want to know what's stopping you from earning your certification that will potentially transform your career. So the question is, are you ready to take control and transform your future? Well, number one, acknowledge resistance and call it out. I love this concept from Stephen Pressfield. He has two books. The second one I'm reading now, which is, he has many books, but this is the second book that I'm reading, is Turning Pro. The first book, where this concept originally came from, was The War of Art. Basically, it's called The War of Art, Breaking Through the Box and Win the Inner Creative Battle. The reason why I love this book is because he talks about how if you are self-sabotaging yourself in a way, because what ends up happening in is when you start getting in a loop of distractions. Okay, maybe I'm talking about myself. I hope we can have some church today and somebody's going to give me an amen. Because this is going to be true. How many times have you said, made a commitment? You made a decision and not a choice to say, I'm going to sit for this CAPM exam. I'm going to sit for this PMP. I'm going to sit for this PSN, or I'm going to sit for the exam is for around project management or agile or scrum, whatever it is. And then you go through the battle, the resistance. You are marked out. Oh, watch this, family. You are afraid, but you're concerned that you may fail. And so the fear of failure, which is often disguised as procrastination. Boy, this is about to get good to me. And the reason why, family, is because a lot of times we may really want that goal, but we allow what is happening around, and most of all, what's inside of us, just prevent us to move forward. So here's my actionable tip. Write down one negative that you thought about when studying for the exam and replace it with a positive affirmation, such as, I am capable of mastering this material. I am destined to pass this test. I am. You seem to be loyal with this family. Tip number two. Why does mindset make a difference? Again, why does mindset make a difference? See, mindset shapes how we approach challenges, staying motivated, and handle setbacks. And I know before the comments even start, I'm going to help you to it. I'll lead you to the comment section with this part here. I understand that mindset is not everything, or is it? Because see, what I've understood through my journey is that when I shifted my mindset to more regular mindset, it encouraged me to be persistent. You didn't like that, but you wanted to have to. It encouraged me to be adaptable. It encouraged me to learn from my mistakes and my mistakes to get in the way of my success. I'll say that again. It encouraged me to be persistent. It encouraged me to be adaptable. It encouraged me to learn from my mistakes and mistakes get in the way of my success. Here's my actionable tip. Reflect on one area where you overcome a challenge before. Apply that same determination to exam preparation. We've all been through something in our life. And once we got through, see, the key word in life or anything is when you go through something, that means you are passing through. So you've been through something. You had an issue, you had a problem you had to deal with, and you didn't think how I was going to see you. You see your way out. But you saw a way out, and you were able to take that exit. So take that same mindset, that same determination to make it happen for you. And number two, tip number two, each study session by affirming, have the power to grow and succeed again. Have the power to grow and succeed. Point number three, overcoming perfectionism. Whoa, so guilty of this. Maybe I'm talking to myself. So I'm going to sit down and talk with myself today. Overcoming perfectionism. See, perfectionism can cause you to delay. And because conditions are a deal. You need someone to help you hurry with this. I've been like, hey, so you want to take the PLP? Yes, but just don't have the time. You don't have the time.
You're telling me you don't have the time
to invest in your career, but allowed him to be a better project manager. Okay, maybe it's me. Oh, or I love this one. This is one of my favorite. Too many things going on like that. What is more important than giving this certification? So not only can you be a better resource to your employer, you'll be a better resource to yourself because you will be developing along the journey. See, progress matters way more than any perfection. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember when I was waiting for the perfect time and I had a wake up call because this is what happened. I was a contractor for an organization and I didn't realize at the time was they were about to do something that was going to shake some things up. So I go in there, it was supposed to be a 6-month contract, and something said, hey, you know what? I'm waiting for the perfect time to start working on my cap BIM. I'm waiting for the ideal time to start working on sitting and passing my cap BIM. But you know what? I want to just start it now. And so I got started. I woke up early in the morning, maybe 2 hours before my shift. I've shared this story. And I studied. Then when I got to the office, I was still studying. One day, I get a message from my manager, and he said, hey, could you come in a conference room? We're having a big meeting. Just want you to be part of it. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I meet him at the conference. I'm walking to the conference room. I open up the door, and you just see a row of HR people and the staffing firm that brought me into that organization. I'm looking around. Hey, what is going on here? So I sit down, and next thing they say is, hey, we're making a transition as far as we're letting all of our contractors go, and it's nothing you did, it's nothing, your work ethic is amazing, et cetera, et cetera. However, we made a decision because market conditions and all these different things. It was so ironic that probably, I don't know if it was a day or a week before all of this happened, set and passed my captain exam. What am I telling you? At first, I was waiting for the perfect time. Are we ready for the perfect time? I'm going to wait till finish this particular degree. I'm going to wait until my job stops giving me so much things to do. Look, you need to get started today. I'll give you 2 minutes to think it over, but tomorrow I hope you're taking action. Here's my actual tip. Choose one concept to study today, even if you can't dedicate much time. Start small, starting small feats, doing nothing every day and any day. Point number four, embrace the journey over the destination. Again, embrace the journey over the destination. See, when you focus on learning and mastery rather than passing the exam, it's huge. When we focus on learning and mastery rather than passing the exam, the outcome naturally takes care of itself. What I'm saying here, family, is that a lot of times that I've been so guilty of it, I remember I'm for chills, where I was so caught up in the certifications. I need to get this cert and that cert. What's next? What am I doing with it next? How am I getting back from what I've learned, the mentors and the education that I learned that for it to be? This is where I'm doing it now. And another reason why is that you want to get so caught up after you pass a certification, and you don't have the next step in your position. Because what you want to ensure that you're doing is not only just learning the information to pass the exam, you want to be able to take that information and apply it to your job. So just to see if it works. Here's my actual tip. After studying a topic, think of one way you can apply it to your work as a project manager at your project manager. Apply it to your personal life. If you are working on a job, there's bits and pieces that you can be able to pull from the management methodology or a Scrum framework or any of these type of frameworks methodologies and apply it. Because see, what this does is it starts building deep understanding instead of what I call surface understanding. You don't want me to go there, but you know what surface understanding is? Is that you sit down to sit and pass an exam and then you put all the material away after you pass. You don't like that, but we're going to keep working because by the end of this, I hope there's something that I'll listen to somebody. Point number five. Commit to a no excuse. Commit to a no excuses policy. See, we have to treat study time like a sacred time. There's going to be many opportunities. One of the tips I've shared with you before is having the ability to put your phone in Do Not Disturb or put it in focus mode or put it into sleep mode. Because if you don't do this, I guarantee you, YouTube is undefeated. Facebook is undefeated. Where did any other social media, not even that, where are they even going to go? Let's look at emails. Because it only takes that one time because you say, well, they will spend 5 minutes on looking at a YouTube, which I probably stayed the whole time for this episode. But you could say that, and then next thing you know, 5 minutes turns into an hour, turns into 2 hours, and then you look up, and then, well, you're frustrated because you're like, that's the time I should have been stepping in. Okay, you think I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me because this has happened to me plenty of times that I can account. Until I start saying, I have to put this in Do Not Disturb. Evidently, I am not strong enough to what I see One of my favorite creators, or one up there on a seed, an email that I feel like I have to get to it now. I don't even see it until I take my phone out of it, do not disturb. So my actionable tip to you is block study time on your calendar and treat these things as non-negotiable. Do you know what a non-negotiable is for me? When I am studying, clone. If you call me, you are straight to voicemail. And if it's something important, leave a message. I'll definitely get back. But we have to set these standards, because if we don't, if we may miss out what the next thing is for us, which is point number six, having the ability to reframe failure as feedback. Again, reframe failure as feedback. One thing, the way I look at failure compared to most, is that I failed, but I've never had failed. Says I maybe missed it. I failed. I mean, the very first time I took the PMP, I failed so miserably. I was like, this testing, but I guess I'm not built for this test. So I started going down that full rabbit hole instead of looking at reframing my failure as feedback. See, the test was telling me, you need to improve in this area or this knowledge area or that knowledge area. Didn't see it that way for a six. Instead, provide valuable insight into areas that need improvement. They are actually stepping stones, family, to your success. Here's my actionable tips. Keep a lessons learned notebook where you note down questions you missed and their correct answers. That is key. A lot of times we feel when we are taking a quiz or we're taking a mock exam or a mock quiz and we don't have the success that we were looking for, we start, we start beating ourselves up. Why we start beating ourselves up is because of the fact that we believe we should have done better. But what we're failing to realize is that the fact of we are here to learn. If it was the real thing, it would be different. We are here to learn. We are making these failure attempts or we're failing on purpose so we can learn where our weakness is at. Let me work point number seven. Point number seven. Visualize exam day success. Oh, positive vibes. Visualization boosts confidence and reduces anxiety. One of the things when you're ready to take a test, when I first started doing this was, and literally whatever the clothes I was going to wear, that's what I wore and actually took my mock exam, meaning when say for the PMP, 180, I think it's 180 questions, and literally sit down in the clothes I was going to wear for the exam. Here's my actionable tip. Spend 5 minutes each day imagining yourself confidently answering questions, passing the exam. Well, what I tell my good friend and buddy Eric, I said, sit in Paris, the exam. So, great. Embrace the certification as a calling all certifications. Hey, look, viewing the certification as a personal and professional milestone gives a greater meaning. Ooh, I like that. Family see, sometimes you look at it as a professional accomplishment, cocky sheet. Ooh, I got this. But what about the personal side? What about the sacrifices you had to give up? What about the late nights you stayed up studying? What about even trying to interpret the information? Because it may be different than what you do on the job. And so you don't give yourself enough credit. I'll do it for you. I'll pat you on the back for me because I'm so proud that you took upon yourself to even chase, or I should say sit and pass, whatever that exam is. Here's my actionable tip, please. You know all the great things. Write a letter to your future self. Scribing. Hello? Earning this certification will change your career, and read it whenever you need a motivational boost. Anytime you're feeling down, anytime you get distracted by a family member, a friend, your cousin on your uncle's side, you know, anytime you get that moment where you just, this is not possible, I'm not going to be able to do it. Please, you pull that letter. And when you pull that letter off, I want you to read it along so you can hear it and you can see it. And then how you got that confidence, you might, hey, all right, let's get back to studying. Pick my three transformational with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode thus far. Embrace the journey over the destination. Again, embrace the journey over the destination. Will you ever become in this journey? Is it going to allow you to be a better person because of the sacrifices that you make? Then you better know that you can make those same sacrifices that you had to do it again because the accomplishment. See, let me be honest with you, Barry. I'm going to say something that a lot of people, and I actually borrowed this from Tim Grover's book, Unstoppable. People like the work. like all of the work. So addicted to the self that I'm so addicted to the success, I'm willing to do the work regardless of how I feel. Yeah, do I have my days where I'm short? Yeah, but I get right back up. See, the difference between somebody falling down compared to somebody that fell down and got back up, these are two different people. See, the person that fell down and made a decision not to get back up, or I should say really a choice because they didn't make a decision, or maybe they did, but still staying down does nothing for them. But the person that said, hey, I got locked down, do you know what? I'm going to sit there for a minute. Now I'm going to go back at it. That's the person I want to work with. That's the person that I wouldn't mind aligning with and learning. Point number two, overcoming perfectionism. I shared the story about the captain when I was looking for the perfect time to sit and study. I was looking for the perfect study space. I was looking for the perfect window. It's not possible. Because what it ends up with is that, yeah, you may find these perfect days, but what happens when there's not so perfect? What happens when you hear people outside of your house and they're out there mounting the basketball? What happens if they're out there playing? It's just no perfect time. So you must start today. Again, like I said, I'll give you tonight to think it over, but tomorrow I hope you make a decision, not a choice to take action. So choose one concept to study today, even if you can't dedicate much time, because starting small, family, beats doing nothing at all. In my last and final one, save the best for last. You must understand, acknowledging that resistance and that call out. See, the resistance is telling you that you were meant for this certification. The resistance is telling you what this, if you become this PMP or this cap band, you're thinking there's going to be, that is going to require more of you as a person that is leading projects. It is. And I know you may be a little nervous. What if I'm not that target person? And then imposter syndrome comes in, and I'm going to tell you that imposter syndrome is not real. It's there, but it's not real. It's up to you to take a positive mindset and use a positive affirmation. Like I said, shared with you before, I am capable of mastering this material. Finally, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. A little by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means until next time.